Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Crimeland. My name is Julie J, and this week, I don't know how I managed to bag him, I'm talking to
Fred Cook
about Julia Bavana, aka the 18th century serial husband killer.
It's kind of poignant, isn't it?
Well, I said, when I encountered this story, I said there's only one man for the job, and that's my own husband.
Yeah.
How are you finding married life, Fred?
So far, do you know what? I'm really enjoying it. And I was asked the same question 2 weeks ago, and as a joke, I said, I hate it. But the lady didn't know I was joking. She was like, seriously, are you? Like,
I think you also said you hated it on the two Johnnies.
I did, yeah.
You?
No, they said, what's it like going on the road with your wife? And I went, I hate it. But we all laughed, because it was a joke.
I feel like you're saying this a lot, though, but we are getting on well.
Yeah, getting on great.
And you know what? We just passed the ultimate marriage test, because we're just after putting together
garden furniture. Unbelievable.
And we didn't kill each other.
No, and do you know, I needed your help, and me, you know, I was like, oh, this is a man's job, but without you, I would have been 5 hours doing it. So thank you, pet.
You didn't say it was a man's job.
No, but part of me was feeling this, you know, of this, you know, I don't know what it is. I thought, oh, I can do this myself. You know, I have to be the man in the house. But I needed your help.
I know, but sure, that was, listen, but I would have needed your help, because I wouldn't have been able to do it without you.
Yeah, we did it together.
And to be fair, like, I did do woodwork for junior cert, so I do have that advantage.
Yeah, and you also did English in Trinity, so you had great communication skills with me there.
God, my communication skills are pretty dire. I think you're a much better communicator than me.
Oh, no, no, no. No, not at all.
And also, you knew what an Allen key
was. That's a really bad form of communication. Ah, no.
No, you also knew what an Allen key was, which I had forgotten that one. Anyway, let's just dive straight in. So, Julia Bavana, the 18th century serial husband killer. This is such a good one. If you do enjoy this episode of Crimeland, I would really appreciate if you could rate and review us on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. And also, if you could subscribe, as Katie Price would say, to Crimeland, that would be absolutely amazing as well. So, the sources I used for this one, I used Mike-History, who has a website called mike-history.com. I also used a brilliant article on All That's Interesting, written by Kanina Fraga and checked by Leah Silverman. And that is The Shocking History of Aqua Tofana, the 17th Century Blemish Serum that killed hundreds of unwanted husbands. Now, in the early autumn of 1791, while he was still working on the great Requiem Mass that would form such a large part of his legacy, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart fell seriously ill, Convinced that this was the end, he began to speak of death and insisted that he was composing the Requiem for himself. "I will definitely," he said, "that I will not last much longer. I am sure that I have been poisoned. I cannot rid myself of this idea. Someone has given me aqua tofana and calculated the precise time of my death." Scholars are still debating what caused Mozart's demise. Do you know, like, some of the ideas that are kind of proffered in terms of how he died?
Because I heard, because I studied a bit Mozart in college. So 1791, wasn't it, when he died? So it was around then. And I heard he died of syphilis.
Syphilis is one.
He was so, maybe he did die of, he was so embarrassed dying of syphilis. And then, oh yeah, it's definitely this aqua tofana. he pretended that he was poisoned because he was so embarrassed that he had syphilis.
Well, it's not one you wouldn't be shouting it from the rooftops. Not that there's any shame in syphilis.
No.
Have you ever had it yourself?
Not that I know of. I think, do we all have it? Do we all have some sexually transmitted disease?
I told you that we all have it.
But we do.
Just to get myself off the hook. Look, it's an open marriage. What can I say? No, I think maybe we do all have it. Do we all have syphilis?
I think there is. I think there's something in the last 100 years, and it's, we all have it now because, you know, because there's no vaccine for it.
Because we're all riding. Also, another rumor was that maybe he died of rheumatic fever, or perhaps the result of undercooked
chicken.
Pork. Do you remember the other night then when you were cooking the pork and I said make sure and don't undercook it?
Oh yeah.
Because when I was breastfeeding, do you remember the time you gave me chicken and you came in and you just said it's slightly under but it's still fine?
I didn't know. I thought you liked your chicken medium
rare. Stop. Oh my god, even thinking about it, it's Gordon Ramsay's.
That's my aqua tofana. What do you call this stuff again?
Aquastavani. I used to love her back in the noughties.
Yeah.
So regardless of what did actually kill him, Mozart was certainly convinced that there existed a rare poison that was colourless, tasteless and beyond detection, and he was not alone in the belief that such an elusive substance existed. Forgotten though it is today, the mysterious liquid that he feared so much was one of the great urban myths of early modern Europe. Aqua tofana was blamed for hundreds of deaths, but debate still kind of it's still debated whether or not it even actually existed. So it's just super interesting. This was one of, maybe we could say, the first urban myths.
Yeah.
For women living in 17th century Italy, marriage could be a prison. Can you believe that, Fred?
I find it very hard to believe.
They had few avenues available aside from finding a husband, and once they had one, it was impossible to leave. But a woman named Juliet the Vanna had a solution to this perennial problem. Born in Palermo, Italia, around 1620, Tofana was well acquainted with the macabre from a young age. When she was just 13, a woman named Tofana the Mad, though likely her mother, was executed for killing what some sources have claimed was her own husband with poison. So in other words, like, you know what they say, if your dad's a butcher, you're going to be a butcher.
Yeah.
If, you know, I don't know, if your dad's a teacher, you're probably going to be a teacher.
Yeah.
And so it was with Juliet, that her mom was obviously into killing husbands and Juliet kind of picked it up. Dukas, as they say.
Yeah, osmosis.
Osmosis, better again.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
In the aftermath, Tiffany carried on her mother's legacy using her old recipe, because it's always good to keep the family businesses going, isn't it?
Yeah.
She began selling Aqua Tiffany, an odorless poison that she disguised as an ointment. Though the exact concoction isn't quite known, it's most likely kind of made with arsenic, lead and belladonna. Belladonna, which sounds quite tasty.
Yeah, sounds like a suntan.
So it turned out that a lot of women wanted to kill their husbands. Tiffany started the business in Rome, and business was absolutely booming from the get-go, so much so that she actually had to hire a team of people to supply this mystery concoction to the many ladies looking for a quick marital exit.
So let's just call it HARP.
Soon, men began dying by the dozens. By the dozens, Fred. That's a lot of men dying.
You'd notice that in Ireland now, like if there was a pattern, wouldn't you? Like
you would. So as a result of women desperate to leave their unhappy marriages or collect the inheritance money and start again. For women who wanted to kill their husbands, Aqua Tiffany was the perfect murder because, as I said, it came in like an ointment. They disguised it as an ointment, so they kept it in a simple bottle which they could hide among their toiletries. Because sure, you don't know what half my toiletries are.
Well, I'm going to start checking now.
And it was odorless and tasteless, which mean they could meant they could slip it into their husband's food and drink without him noticing. What's more, the effects of Aqua Tiffany mirrored an actual illness. So the first dose caused symptoms similar to cold. The second dose kind of made you feel a bit kind of nauseous. You started vomiting. You had the arrhythmia, the runs. And then the third or fourth dose was deadly.
Yeah.
Datal, which is a combination of deadly and fatal. Just so you know, that's an actual medical term. Datal, look it up.
That come up in Wordle. It's five letters and everything, isn't it?
Oh, D-A-T-E-L. You got me into the Wordle. Datal. Did you get today's?
Well, I was kind of askew to the whole thing. Oh, shit, Baba. Sorry, I didn't know you'd done it. Sorry.
Okay, so she now you are going to die. Okay. For almost two decades, Julie Tiffany sold her murderous potion with huge success until one of her customers brought about an abrupt end to her antics. So basically, one of Tiffany's clients decided to use Aqua Tiffany to kill her husband. She put a few drops in his soup because they were mad for soup back then and brought it to the table. But when he brought the bowl to his lips, she decided, you know what? You do drink your soup like a Fianna Fáil county councillor, but that doesn't mean you have to die. She jumped in and started to beg him not to drink the soup. And after a heated interrogation from the husband, the wife eventually admitted that she'd poisoned it. And she told her husband where she'd bought it. Now, that's one version. Another version, however, suggests that, which I love this idea, I think it's super interesting, that women had started confessing murder to their
husbands.
Priests,
okay.
At the same time...
Honestly, because the husbands are dead. I did it, sorry.
At the same time, people had started to notice that there were a lot of husbands dropping like flies for no discernible reason. Tiffany
was the priest like, I've noticed your husband hasn't been around confession these days. It's been 4 years since his last confession.
Tiffany was then most likely arrested, tortured and put on trial after she admitted that her poison had killed around 600 men. She and her staff were all put to death, as were a number of her lower class clients. Some of her wealthier clients were pardoned at the request of the Pope.
Money talks.
However, and this is what I love about this story, there is another theory, Fred. So that's the theory that most people have gone with down through the years. But then another historian, a man by the name of Mike Dash of the University of Cambridge, so he knows what he's talking about. He has another theory which I absolutely love, which is that Julia Tiffany might not have met such a gruesome fate after all. Though a poison ring trial in Rome did happen, that is documented in 1658, it's possible that Giulia Tifana missed it entirely. Mike Dash has suggested that Tifana died probably peacefully and possibly in 1651. What he believes is that her associates, so her staff, stood trial without her. Yeah. So in other words, that she could have gotten away with 600 murders.
So she let everyone else die around her.
Well, that's what he thinks. And honestly, haven't had a peruse of Mike-History.com. Yeah. I trust him. Regardless, Aqua Tofana acquired a legendary status, like yourself, in the years that followed. As Dash writes, the poison became a sort of catch-all phrase to, quote, describe a supposed class of subtle, precise, slow-acting poisons that were believed to be undetectable and invariably fatal. Indeed, the legend of Aqua Tofana and the murderous wives of Rome obviously changed with time. The basic facts of the story, i.e. hundreds of husbands dead, poison sold by a woman, spread through 17th century Europe like wildflower. Wildfire, even. Yeah. Or wildflower.
That would have been the name of it. Yeah, like, yeah. Lotus. Like a lotus flower.
Ultimately, we will never truly know how much truth lies behind Aqua Tofana and the woman who lent her name to the mysterious concoction. But regardless, the story of this obscure, elusive substance continues to fascinate. And that is the story of Giulia Tofana, the 18th century serial husband killer.
And now we have a toast. Actually, I'm not going to drink that at all now, Jenny.
Fred, I love you, darling. Thanks so much for getting out. It was a short one today.
Yeah. Normally when these podcasts are finished, you kind of leave. You see you next week, whatever you're doing. But not that I'm stuck. I'm here now.
Thank you for making the end of my podcast very weird. It was a nice little short one today, but thank you for getting involved and taking time out of your busy garden furniture assembly schedule. You've been listening to Crimeland. I've been Julie J.
And I've been Fred Cook.
If you did enjoy this episode, please.
You're Julie J. Cook.
No, sorry. We're not talking about the 17th century anymore. If you did enjoy this episode, it was only a little shorty today. You can rate and review us over on iTunes, and I would love if you could subscribe as well. Obviously, if you didn't enjoy this episode, please just stay off the internet. Fred, thanks so much for joining me.
Pleasure, Baba. Mwah!
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.